Welcome back, my friends. Chef and a Fat Man live from Camp Pinguini in Mexico Beach, Florida. It's Friday night. Yes, this is actually taped. And we are doing it Friday night because we are bringing you live behind the scenes all the way through, including the final, wherever we know we finish. Tomorrow at the great 18th annual Gumbo Cook-Off. They've limited to only 30 contestants because it's gotten so big. But as I told you, I shamelessly teased, which I thought was brilliant, by the way, the secret. Now, this is going to blow your mind. I am going to tell you the secret.
Wait, excuse me. You're going to tell them?
Well.
Is this the Fat Man show or the Fat Man and maybe a chef over there show?
No. What are you trying to say?
I'm trying to say maybe I should give the information.
Maybe you should, since you're the chef. Okay. Besides, I'm smoking a fine $3 cigar right now, by the way.
Fine $3 cigar.
Yeah.
That's
hard to find.
You are. That is hard to find. That is definitely
hard. Not from cutters. Yeah. Not from PCBs, but I digress.
Yes, you do. So, the secret to a good roux is in the proportion or the ratio of oil or fat to flour.
Rude.
And the confusion sometimes comes up because the traditional proportion is 1:1. Mm-hmm. So people think, okay, a cup of oil, a cup of flour. No. It's a cup of oil to a pound of flour. Because dry measures, flour is usually always done in weight, especially if you look in a commercial kitchen or anything like that. You're not talking about adding ounces. You're talking about adding grams or pounds. So that 1:1 pound ratio actually equates to a cup of that oil and then a cup and a half of the flour. And the reason for that is one cup of flour weighs about 0.771, something like that, pounds. And so, therefore, you need 150% of 0.7 to get up to 1. So,
thank you, Dr. Matt.
There you go. So, that's 1.5 cups of flour to 1 cup of oil.
Now, let's talk about how different that'll make it. Because 1 year we competed, and up till now, I had been using 1:1, the old ratio.
Yeah, and by the way, I was too. I mean, until we found this out.
But the oil... We were always having a problem with the oil.
Yeah, well, because there's too much oil. And we weren't sure if the oil was being thrown by the andouille, which it partially probably was, especially 1 year where
someone
we failed to render out the andouille. Notice I'm saying we failed to render out the andouille. And so we got some spicy oil in there as well.
Yeah, real spicy oil.
It was always like an extra... Still some oiliness to it. And so by doing it this way, first of all, we got to that dark mahogany by doing this on the egg, which I'm very impressed that you did that. You did a very good job of that. That is the only compliment I will tell you.
Well, thank you.
And
you like the way I chop onions.
with the machine.
Does that matter?
Yes.
No, it looks beautiful, doesn't it?
And it's beautiful, real sweet onions. By Schumann Produce.
The sweetest onions on earth, literally.
Literally, and they have proof now. But anyway, so the onions are critical to this, by the way, that they be good, sweet onions, not a hot...
Typical yellow onion this
yellow
time
onion
of year.
Or even a white onion. So anyway, should we talk about what we do next?
Well, you told me to shut up, basically.
Okay. All right. Good. I like it that way. So what we've taken is about 3 cups of that roux, and we may use a little bit more. I think I'm going to use more in a few moments here because we don't want to over-thicken it because we've got to limit the amount of fluid in there. And if you think about it, we're doing 5 gallons total of the gumbo. So if we look at how much seafood we're adding in and how many pounds overall of seafood is this? I mean, it's like
17 pounds. Well, let's see. It's 5 pounds of shrimp, 4 pounds of crab meat, and 3 to 5 pounds of scallops, fresh bay scallops, plus a couple, a few pints of oysters thrown in there.
Wow, that's
well over 10 pounds of seafood.
That's amazing.
Stock.
Yeah, that's going to be amazing. But in order to make room in the pot, obviously we need to be judicious about how much liquid we put in here. So we're using about 3 cups of the roux. We may add a little bit more to thicken it up. And then we start it out, and the way you start this out, once you've got that roux done, and you can let the roux you know, cool and set.
At room temperature.
Yeah, it'll develop a little layer of oil on the top.
A little layer now.
Yeah, and, you know, just mix that all up and use a spatula to get it out because it's going to be thick, especially if you get it to this mahogany stage. You know, they talk about consistency, kind of like peanut butter. It's kind of, it actually seems like natural peanut butter.
Natural. Yeah. Oh, man, yeah. I was stunned.
And the color looks like dark fudge. I mean, it looks, you want to take a big old, like, spoonful of it. Mm-hmm. Now, the roux tastes great, but when you're tasting a roux, a little bit is fine to taste.
Yes, you took a very little bit.
Yeah.
You but know. You knew right away it was right.
So it should take, that roux should taste basically just like popcorn. I mean, it's really the flavor profile you're looking for in that roux. So, anyway, the way we start this up once we've got the roux ready is we take our, I think it's a 7-gallon stock pot mm-hmm. with the, you know, we're sitting outside, of course, with the propane, typical turkey fryer. And to the pot, once we turn it on, we add that 3 cups of roux. And then we added, let's see, how many total onions did you have?
There's 6 pounds of real sweet onions.
All right, so we probably used
5 pounds.
5 pounds of it, yeah. 5 pounds of very finely minced.
Not too fine. But
it's pretty finely minced. I mean, it was acceptable. You were using a machine, I understand, so it's
no, I could have chopped it a little coarser, but it's getting it between a coarse and a fine. So
well,
you got to find that mid-ground.
Yeah, here's the thing. We need this to be small because they are going to break down. They're going to be part of the roux or the liquid, the broth itself. And I'm okay with them breaking down sooner. I don't want mm-hmm. chunks of onion in any way, shape, or form in the gumbo itself. Let the flavor be in there. So we take the roux, we add the onions in, and start that sort of sautéing. I actually like to start the fire on the roux itself first. Then add in the onions once the roux has come back up to temperature a little bit and it started to form more of a liquid.
Yeah.
Then you add in the onions, and you mix those up well. Remember, you've already cooked that roux to a certain extent, so you don't want to go really any further directly cooking it because then you're going to start burning the roux.
So, yeah, that's a very – you've really got to watch it this stage.
Yeah, yeah. So once we added the onion, that also helps prevent it from burning the roux. Mix that up well, let them sort of sweat for a couple of minutes, and then I start building the flavor profiles. So the ones I like to use are garlic powder, onion powder, salt, thyme, something like Chef and the Fat Man Zesty Love Rub is a great source if you don't have that. Tony Sachery's.
But you got to watch the salt.
Good. Tony's has more salt, so I would add, obviously, less regular sea salt. And then some black pepper. So that's it. Onion powder, garlic powder, seasoning blend, thyme. And thyme, by the way, the amount of thyme you use.
It takes about 6 hours to get to this.
Not that thyme.
Oh.
About a cup of thyme goes in there.
Now, this is the good thyme. It's not the minced stuff that's been sitting on the shelf for 6 months.
No, you go to Whole Foods, go to the bulk product area, and get yourself some thyme there because their product, they turn over very, very frequently, and they also pull product when it's, you know, getting past its prime. If you go to the store and you get your spices out of a little tin can, it's already dead. Right, the essential oils are dead in that spice.
We are Chef and the Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs, doing a very special show live from Mexico Beach, Florida. We are at Camp Pinguini. It's now 8:15 on Friday night. The contest for us starts tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock. And we are really building the roux to which we're going to add the seafood. And it's all about timing.
Yes.
Timing is everything, or you'll kill all the work.
That's right. That's right. And one misstep at this point can be costly. So don't over-season. Go ahead and add that cup of thyme in because that thyme is exactly in the right flavor profile for gumbo. But don't add too much garlic powder. Don't add too much onion powder.
salt.
Don't add too much salt, especially if you're using a seasoning blend that's not Chef and the Fat Man Love Rub.
Mm-hmm.
And then see how the flavors develop, okay? So we're going to taste and taste and taste and taste through the course of this. What we've added, once we built that base flavor, those base herbs in there and salt and everything else, is then I added, let's see, those are all 32 ounces, so it's about 4 gallons of seafood stock, of a good seafood stock. And we're using Kitchen Basics, which is one of my favorite stocks. I use it all the time.
It's very highly rated. But I'm telling you, we're going to build this gumbo by the time it's done.
Yep.
Don't hold your heart. But you're looking at $250. 75 of it's just in the stock. But the stock is amazing.
Yeah, the stock is incredible. Anyway, so we added in that 4 gallons. Then we're going to be bringing it up to temperature, up to a boil.
Chef and the Fat Man live from Camp Pinguini, Friday night, the night before the 18th annual Gumbo Cook-Off, live from Mexico Beach, Florida.